I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And this is going to be a really big show. A really big show. I can't do it like Ed Sullivan did it. Some of you are saying, who's Ed Sullivan? You got to be a geezer to remember the Ed Sullivan show. I actually do. I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. Live. Not tapes. Whoa. All right. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. So, we have stuff. Let me get right into the stuff. Okay. I'm reading off my screen, in case you're wondering, why are your eyes moving around? Because I'm reading off the screen. Popular Science Magazine reports, in an article by Avery Thompson, scientists at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee have discovered a chemical reaction, check this out, to turn CO2 into ethanol. CO2, carbon dioxide, into ethanol. Now, I don't know if you're a believer in global warming or even global getting slightly warmer than it was or whether you think it's man-made. I personally don't care what you think or what I think about that, okay? But here's the thing. If more carbon dioxide is being pumped into the atmosphere, and you had a process to take that carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and convert it to ethanol, which is a fuel, right? Then guess what? That would be pretty cool. Instead of weird ideas like putting up big shades between us and the sun, which I think is questionable, then you just use this system. This is a new technology, they say, to help avert climate change. Now, whether you believe in climate change or not, it's still a pretty cool deal to turn CO2 into a useful fuel, a fuel that we're already able to burn and use. Now, here's the thing. When you burn the ethanol, it puts out CO2. Which you then can take the CO2 and turn it into ethanol. And then it, you know, that's odd. But interesting and potentially globally cool. Cool, get it? Globally. Okay. I know some of you are saying, just drop it, Dr. Bill. You're not getting anywhere with this. Yeah, well, that's possible. Okay, next item. The Nintendo Switch. Now, this isn't like switching from a PC to a Mac or a Mac to a PC. This is a device called the Switch. Okay? And basically, it's kind of like what the Wii U should have been, they say in the article. Personally, I don't know. I haven't used a Wii U. Although my son, the Game Master, has one. I just don't get into such things. But the new Nintendo Switch is apparently pretty cool. Had the Game Master kind of going, drool, this looks interesting. If I know him, he'll have one before too long. So, go to drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen, and you'll be able to watch the video that I have posted there about the Nintendo Switch. I think of a Switch, and I think about what my dad used to beat me with. You say, your dad beat you? Yes, and I survived. I actually survived quite a while. But he did it because I did things that were wrong. And he would say, go get a Switch. He didn't mean go get a Nintendo Switch. They didn't exist back then. No, he meant a Switch to hit me with. But anyway, like I say, worry not. I survived. Next item. The Ockle Series A project on Indiegogo. This is a full-blown Windows 10 PC that you can put in your pocket. I don't have anything laying around here that I can put in my pocket because I'm using my phone to video this show. So normally I would take my phone and slide it in my pocket as an example. But I don't need to do that anyway. You get the idea. It's a box, a small box PC. Once again, I have posted a video on the blog, drbill.tv. Go check it out. And basically, it's Dutch hardware developers have launched the Sirius A, a Windows 10 device with phone-like specs, but all the ports you'd expect on a PC. The maker of the Sirius A, Netherlands-based Ockle, describes it as the world's most versatile mini PC. It is looking to ship the device by May of 2017 after rounding up its search for backers on Indiegogo. Somehow you would think that when you say Indiegogo, you should sing it. I'll spare you that problem. With my voice being like it is right now anyway, it would be a bad move on my part. The Google Pixel is out. I would like to have one. Not to offend my Samsung Note 5 here. But I would like to have a Google Pixel because it is supposed to be the Android phone to end all Android phones, they say in various reviews. Interesting. The big thing is the Google Assistant, where you can ask it things. I ask things all the time. For instance, Alexa. Alexa, are you ignoring me? I have something sitting on top. Oh.
I'm not sure what you meant by that question.
I didn't ask a question yet. Alexa, what's the weather today?
Right now in High Point, it's 59 degrees with clear skies and sun. Throughout the day, you can expect more of the same, with a high of 69 degrees and a low of 48 degrees.
So there you go. Let's do another one just for fun, for Alexa, okay? Alexa, tell me a joke about Hillary Clinton.
Here's a good one from Jimmy Fallon. Happy 41st wedding anniversary to Bill and Hillary Clinton. Yep, they celebrated with a quiet dinner. A really, really quiet dinner. Did you say something? No. Good.
Ooh. And to be nonpartisan, Alexa, tell me a joke about Donald Trump.
Here's a good one from Seth Meyers. Tomorrow is the first day of fall. I am so excited to watch Donald Trump change colors.
Okay. I kind of get that one, but it's not really a good one from my perspective. But at any rate, it was nonpartisan. I did both. So nonpartisan, okay? Anyway, so I'm asking things of Alexa all the time. I'm asking things of Google all the time. I just ask a lot of questions. But the Google Pixel and the Google Pixel XL, which is the larger version, the 5.5-inch diagonal screen version, it's cool. And I'd like to have one. And again, I have a video. I have a lot of videos posted on the blog this week. Go check it out. Watch the review. Buy the phone. They show in the review here that the pros are excellent build quality, fantastic camera, amazingly fantastic camera, smooth performance. Cons is it's expensive. Yes, expensive. yawn-inducing design. Basically, it's a boring design, but who cares? It's a phone. And less water-resistant than rivals. They don't even really claim water resistance. So, there you go. Whoa! It's the Geek Software of the Week! We haven't had a Geek Software of the Week in a long time! And this week, it's a twofer. We have two Geek Software of the Weeks. Whoa! Geek Software of the Week this week for Windows is 7-Zip. Now you might say, but Dr. Bill, I'm pretty sure you did 7-Zip once before. But this is the new version. It's cool, and it's one of my favorite utilities. It's one that I always install on every computer that I get, and I got a lot of them. I always put 7-Zip on it. You say, but Dr. Bill, Windows already has an ability to unzip files. Yes, but it's not as cool. I like the fact that 7-Zip puts itself into the file system dialog thingy, and you can zip things and unzip things, and it compresses it tighter than other zippers. So, check it out. It's awesome. It does all kinds of file formats, too. 7Z is all native format. TAR-ZIP, B-ZIP, 2G-ZIP. It'll unpack CAB, CPIO, ARG, Skibbin, ISO, ISO, DEB, MIPSI, DIMAGE. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. There's a long list of things that I can't pronounce. The program can be used to compress many file formats, including text and image files. The compression ratio is amazing. It'll do password protection, batch compression, integration with Outlook, multi-volume support. It's very cool. Now, I said that we were going to have a twofer. A twofer. Sounds silly. What this is the Linux Geek Software of the Week. It's Linux, it's Mac, it's a little of both. It's actually Refit, which is spelled, as you see on the screen, Refit. It's EFI. It's talking about the EFI boot system of the Mac. And I had a Mac, or I have a Mac, it's sitting right here. A great big giant aluminum solid metal 2006 model Mac Pro 1.1. Yeah, I know, it's old. But it's powerful. Xeon processors, 32 gig of memory. Wow! Several terabyte drives in it. Powerful machine. But Mac-wise, it won't run the latest version of the Mac software system, operating system. So, what are you going to do? You're going to convert it to Linux. I converted it to Ubuntu Linux. 16.04 Ubuntu Linux. And it's awesome. But in order to do that, I had to install Refit. Re-EFI. So, I did that, and it allowed me to burn the CD for Ubuntu and install it on my Mac. Cool beans! So now I have the world's most powerful, solid metal, super-powered 32 gig of memory Ubuntu system. Boy, do I geek out or what? Yeah. Alright, Microsoft, the evil empire, is making money, lots of money, and they're mainly making it off of their cloud efforts, Azure, and Office 365, which is cloud-based Office. So they've gone cloudy, and they make their money that way. As a matter of fact, the company announced on Thursday of the week that I posted this, that its quarterly revenue for the three-month period it ended in September was a flat overall $20.5 billion. I'd like to have even a small percentage of that. Anyway, the company's net profit was down 4% year-over-year, from 4.9 billion to 4.7 billion. However, a positive sign for the cloud-focused strategy is the company adopted under the leadership of Satya Nadella, the CEO. They grew, Azure grew 116%. 116% year over year. Whoa. That's actually quite good. The future is the cloud, folks. What can I say? And then, day before yesterday, it says yesterday in the blog post, but that's because I posted it that day. Time is odd. Yesterday, there was a huge DDoS attack. That's denial of service, distributed denial of service attack on the East Coast. And it turns out it was mostly smart TVs that weren't patched properly that was generating the DDoS attack. How weird is that? Your smart TV, like I have a brand new smart TV now. I have updated all the firmware. It is up to date. So it wasn't my fault. But there you go. Your TV was causing a DDoS attack, as well as other devices that are non-computery. So for once, I guess we can't blame Windows XP. There you go. So, lots of newsy stuff on the Dr. Bill Show. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillDaily.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.